a good, probably a good opportunity to bring in Mark here. So from an archaeologist's perspective, what do you think artists can bring to our understanding of a particular place or site or excavation? Is there a certain kind of knowledge, perhaps, that they can bring in an interdisciplinary sense?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's something that we're exploring at the moment with our students who are helping Olivia, isn't it? And I guess that might be one of the things that you also would be able to comment on. I think one of the... you mentioned that you didn't want to approach your object as an archaeologist, but I think one of the things that archaeologists are interested in is the relationship between... ultimately, we're interested in the relationship between people and things and the stories that things tell. And not just those things as they were in the past, but also those things as they are today. And so the relationships between you and the students and all the visitors and all the things that have happened this week are part of the story of that object. Mm-hmm. And for archaeologists, that's really important. And I suppose that kind of biography of objects is something that we certainly through the module that the students are doing that have been helping you, which is called Stuff, Living in a Material World. It's all, we're trying to get students to think about is that relationship between people and their things. And I think one of the things that was so exciting for us was when you came to us with this idea, because it was so different from what we would normally do with them. And so I think, what can artists do? Well, I think you can challenge us to think in new ways. And although we might have these basic ideas that we have about, you know, objects from the past are significant in the present, perhaps we have an idea of a particular kind of object, objects from the museum that we then take to primary schools, for example, as we were doing a few weeks ago. But,
yeah,
but actually you've got a different kind of object, and it's an object that we can't really classify very easily.
Mm.
And archaeologists like classifying things, and they like kind of dating yeah. things. So I think one of the things you can do is challenge us to think in new ways, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, and I've been kind of doing these drawing workshops with the archaeology students, and I think drawing becomes this really interesting kind of crossover of language that we can use, and kind of archaeological drawing is very different to kind of this kind of creative drawing, but there are kind of plumb lines you can draw between the two. But I think as when I was kind of conducting these workshops, using drawing as a way for the eye to excavate, for the eye to investigate, and they kind of had real free rein to... You do kind of haptic drawing sessions where they would just... They wouldn't look at their drawing, they wouldn't look at the object, but they would just feel and draw where the line would go. So they were allowed to encounter with an object in a really different way than they're used to with kind of having something rarefied and made precious, and this was kind of, yeah, made to look at it differently, yeah.
I think that idea of experiencing place and experiencing objects is quite current in archaeology today, but I think there's so much more that we could do with it. And I think actually one of my colleagues talks about fondling when we fondling objects, but I think that's what she's trying to get across, is that idea that you really got to engage
yeah.
with things and sort of touch them, but I think often we look but we don't necessarily touch or smell. But some of those things I'm not sure that we'd want to sniff.
Well,
but
smell was something we talked about quite a lot.
Yeah.
While we were in the space together, because Olivia brought some quite smelly things into the space. But that is something that's really powerful when you explore a site, or when you think of a place, or you remember, you know, smell triggers memory.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's these piles of things that Olivia brought from the scrapyards. They smell of metal. They smell of... I was going to say they smell of boys. They smell of kind of like mechanics' yards,
yeah.
and those kind of like heavy, dark, oily spaces.
Yeah.
So it felt really good to have that in the space. It kind of like, this is, you know, you might go into a gallery that smells of lilies or something like this. This smelled of a scrapyard.
Yeah.
And enjoyed that.
And this kind of idea of smell and looking through the space, and I was kind of really interested in this idea of the abject and presenting these parts of waste in a kind of different context and forcing people to recognise what other associations they might have. So this idea of the kind of lump form somehow being embodying post-industry, kind of grinding away at itself. So, yeah, this interesting kind of transition of smell and touch and looking at.
I was thinking when you were saying about artists bringing something to archaeologists and helping them think in a different way, when I went to see you and your colleagues talking, I thought I just really enjoyed the way you all work together. And that we're thinking about collaboration, and that, that seems, to me, it seemed like a really natural thing for you to all have done. You had this project, and everyone had, you'd experienced it together, and then you all presented your elements, and it just seemed like a very, that seemed like the way you were working. I wonder if that is true, or whether I'd kind of got this rosy view.
I think. There are certain kinds of activity which you can't really do on your own. So an archaeological excavation or an archaeological survey is very difficult to do on your own.
Mm.
You don't want everybody to be the same, because if everybody's the same, you're all goalies instead of, on a team you need lots of different people.
Mm-hmm.
If you can put together a team of people that will work well together and all do their own job and kind of complement each other really nicely, it's such good fun. It's just brilliant. It's supposed to be work, and you think, how can this be work? This is just brilliant. So I think there is a kind of collegiality that you get. And probably the subject, the discipline, fosters, if you like that, then you, if you like being in the rain with lots of other people getting muddy, then the chances are, you stick at it. And if you don't like it, you go and do something else. And so I think it probably does sift the subject, but... I think particularly, ultimately we're not just interested in the object, in the objects, we're interested in the relationships and the people, both in the past and in the present. And so in a little bit like your art, it's a way of, these things become a focal point for conversations and discussion, for relationships. I think that's something that we can relate to too.
Mm.